Welcome again to our third session on the development of a Bible-based institute.
Kejeng sumping kana sesi 3 ngenaan ngembangkeun institusi dumasar kana kitab suci.
It's a great joy for me to teach on this subject.
Maribukan iji suka kumbira anggo abdi ngawurukan ngenaan pokok ieu.
It's a subject that's very dear to my heart.
Kitab pokok anu deket dina hati abdi.
I've been blessed to be a part of a ministry that has planted over 500 Bible schools around the world.
Hari parantos diberkahan janten bagian tina hiji ngalayanan anu parantos malak langkung ti 500 sakola kita bisa kuliah dunia.
And so I know the importance of developing a Bible training institute in the local church.
Abi terang pentingna ngembangkeun sakola Alkitab di gereja lokal.
From those training centers, people are developing their ministry, they're planting churches, and literally thousands are being won to Christ.
Di pusat pelatihan ieu urang ngembangkeun pelayanan maranehna, maranehna ngawangun gereja sareng ribuan jelema dimenangkeun kanggo Kristus.
And nothing would bless my heart more than to see you develop a training center in your local church.
Daya anu langkung ngaberkahan hati abdi tibatan ningal saderek ngembangkeun hiji pusat latihan di gereja lokal saderek.
Now, as we've already discovered, we see that the pattern throughout the Bible is to train men and women for effective service.
Urang parantos mendakan yen pola di seluruh Alkitab nyaeta ngalatih pamaket sareng istri kanggo pelayanan efektif.
God's laboratory for that training is the local church or the church of the locality.
Laboratorium kanggo ngalatih nyaeta gereja lokal atanapi gereja di daerah eta.
That is, even many smaller local fellowships can work together to develop a Bible institute.
Langkung teta seueur persekutuan lokal anu langkung alit tiasa ngadamel sasarengan kanggo ngembangkeun sekolah Alkitab.
We've looked at the philosophy of developing a Bible Institute and its importance in terms of reaching people for Jesus.
Barang parantos terang filosofi ngembangkeun sekolah Alkitab sareng pentingna dina raga ngamenangkeun jelema kanggo Yesus.
In this session, we're going to look at how to actually plan a Bible Institute.
Dina sesi ieu urang bade ningal kumaha saleresna rencana be ti sakolah Alkitab.
Before looking at the very fundamental principles of building a Bible Institute, I want to take another look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Tata caningal prinsip-prinsip anu dasar ti ngawangun sekolah Alkitab abi hoyong ningal di tina serat 2 Timotius pasal 3 ayat 16 hingga 17.
Again, that 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
Kali deui 2 Timotius pasal 3 ayat 16 hingga 17.
It says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
Kena pisan pikeun ngadekeun kayaktian, pikeun ngawuruk, pikeun nuduhkeun kasalahan, pikeun ngomean tingkah laku, nungtun kana hirup anu lempeng tur bener.
That the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
Dalengkepan pangarti jelema-jelema anu radi abdi Allah supaya marehna bisa ngalampahkeun sagala pagawean anu hade.
God's word is profitable to us.
Ewan Gusti pas kanggo urang.
When we study it systematically,
waktu urang diajar secara sistematis,
over a period of time,
dina hiji periode,
studying the whole of the Bible, not just our favorite parts,
sadaya kitab suci sanes bae bagian-bagian anu dikaresep ku urang.
The Holy Spirit begins to teach us.
Roh Kudus ngawitan ngawuruk urang.
He begins to correct us.
Ngawitan ngingetan urang.
Give us new direction.
Masian arah anu anyar.
And actually train us in how to live right.
Harusna ngalatih urang kumaha hirup bener.
And God's grand purpose in that,
maksud Gusti pangagengna,
is that we might be adequate.
Eta supados urang tiasa sami sareng dawuhan Gusti.
Now, that word in the English means fully prepared, equipped for any contingency.
Tetapi na bahasa Inggris nu hartina disiapkeun sapinuhna dilengkepan kanggo sadaya anu teu diduga.
And it says to be equipped, which means to be again fully prepared for every kind of good work.
Dilengkepan anu artina sakali deui disiapkeun sapinuhna kanggo unggal padamelan anu sae.
So God's plan in the Bible Institute,
rencana Gusti dina sakolah Alkitab,
is through the study of the Word
diajar dawuhan Gusti,
to bring about the changes that are needed in all of our lives,
bakal nyanda perubahan anu diprayogikeun dina sadaya kahirupan urang,
until we come to the fullness of maturity.
Urang dugi ka kadewasaan pinuh.
Keeping that goal in mind,
kalangan ngimut eta tujuan,
let's talk about how to plan the institute.
Angga urang bahas ngeunaan kumaha ngarencanakeun institut.
And it starts with first things first.
Awitan hal anu penting,
you must have a place.
Sadere kedah gaduh tempat.
Now what kind of place do you have to have a Bible Institute?
Tempat anu sadere gaduh kanggo ngayakeun sakola Alkitab.
You don't need to have a big building like some major university.
Peryogi gaduh hiji gedung ageng sapertos universitas kakoncara.
You can train people in a house.
Sadarek tiasa ngalatih di hiji bumi.
We work with Bible programs in many parts of the world that train in the open air.
Urang ada mah sareng program Alkitab di seluruh tempat di mana anu ngalatih jelema di handapan langit.
Of course, they usually don't train during the rainy season.
Tapi biasana marena teu ngalatih salami musim hujan.
Then they do have to move inside.
Marena kedah pindah ka jero ruangan.
They can meet in a rented facility.
Arena tiasa patepang di gedong anu disewa.
And where you have a church building,
arang gedong gereja,
it is perfect for the training of God's people.
Ieu tempat anu cocok kanggo ngalatih umat Gusti.
Because in many parts of the world,
margi seueur bagian dunya,
the church building is empty many days of the week.
Gedong gereja kosong saminggu.
And it's a natural gathering place for God's people.
Kita tempat patepang biasa kanggo umat Gusti.
Of course you must have people.
Tangtu bae sadaya kedah gaduh jelema-jelema anu ngalatih.
That's people who are hungry to study God's word.
Nyaeta jelema-jelema anu lapar kanggo diajar dawuhan Gusti.
Now my experience has been that is very easy to find, especially in the international community.
Pengalaman abdi ieu hal gampil pisan kapendak utamina dina kelompok internasional.
As many of you have already found out,
sabagian ageng sadarek parantos kapendak,
as soon as they found that you had anointed training videos that you could show,
parantos kapendak ageng sadarek gaduh video pelatihan anu diurapan tiasa sadarek tembongkan,
people began to gather around.
Orang ngawitan karumpul.
Because they want to study.
Margi hoyong diajar.
They want to learn the things of God.
Arena hoyong diajar ti Gusti.
But you must have people who are willing to commit their time and energy to prepare themselves for greater service. It helps to have a program. In other words, you must have actual courses that you're going to study. For instance, in this international curriculum, many hours of prayer and preparation went into deciding just what courses should be used to reach you.
Berkalangungan waktu dina doa sareng ngalakukeun persiapan dina mutuskeun naha bentuk kursus anu kedah digunakeun kanggo ngajangko saderek.
As a leader in your nation,
salaku pamimpin dina bangsa saderek,
you also need to think through what courses do our people need.
Priyogi dipikirkeun kursus anu dipriyogikeun bangsa saderek.
If you've already had a 6-month study on the book of Romans,
pamimpin saderek parantos gaduh pelajaran salami genep sasi di surat Roma,
you may not need that course, at least for now.
Priyogi kursus eta paling
The key thing is to determine what are the needs of our congregation and then provide those through whatever programs are made available.
Anu utamanya eta nangtukeun naon kabutuhan jemaah salajengna mayogikeun program naon-naon bae anu tiasa dilaksanakeun.
There are also resources that you should consider.
Aya oge sumber anu kedari sadarek timbang-timbang.
It's helpful if people have paper.
Biasa ngabantos umpami sakaduh kertas.
And pencils.
Kaduh pensil.
And books if you can get them.
Umpami sadarek tiasa nyayogikeun anak.
But even if you can't,
nanging umpami sadarek tiasa,
you can still train God's people.
Sadarek tiasa ngalatih umat Gusti.
It's amazing how much we can remember.
Heran sababaraha seueur anu tiasa urang emut.
When we hear something over and over and over again.
Pasuaya ngadangu anu dibalikan deui, dibalikan deui.
But wherever possible, you need to gather resources to help the students to properly learn.
Nanging umpami tiasa sadarek priyogi ngumpulkeun sumber-sumber kanggo nulungan murid tiasa diajar sareng tepat.
You may question, in my nation, how can I find resources?
Anta sadarek naros, di negara abdi kumaha tiasa nemukeun bahan?
Well, I believe with all of my heart, that's why we pray.
Adi percaya sapinu hate yen ieu naon sebabna urang ngadua.
And that's why we ask.
Sebabna urang nyuhunkeun.
And if you pray enough,
bisa sadarek tekap seueur ngadua.
And you ask enough.
Bisa sadarek cukup seueur nyuhunkeun.
And if your heart is sincere,
pami hate sadarek murni,
I believe God will provide the resources.
Abdi percaya ten pangeran bade nyayogikeun bahan-bahanna.
In his time.
Haluyu sareng waktosna.
There are many organizations that are doing all they can to provide the resources to you.
Dar organisasi anu mampu ngayakeun bahan-bahan kanggo saderek.
But ultimately God's plan is for you to become self-sufficient in your ministry.
Akhirna rencana Gusti kanggo saderek nyaeta sanggup nyalira dina pelayanan saderek.
Well, of course there must be a certain amount of administration.
Sangtos kedah aya biaya kanggo administrasi.
Someone has to make the decisions.
Arena kedah nyandak keputusan.
Someone has to actually plan the program.
Arena kedah leres-leres ngarancanakeun program eta.
And I find it's helpful to find someone within your ministry.
Abi nemukeun yen ngabantos pisan kanggo nemukeun saurang dina pelayanan saderek.
Who already has demonstrated good skills in that area.
Anu nembongkeun katiasa anu sae dina bidangna.
You may have a born-again, spirit-filled professor or businessman or a children's teacher that can help you.
Pangitan saderek kados saurang profesor anu parantos lahir enggal sareng dipinuan roh atanapi tukang bisnis guru murangkali anu tiasa ngabanto saderek.
As in any ministry, God will bring you the right people, again in His timing.
Tepatos dina ngalayanan naon bae, Gusti bade nyanda ka jelema anu pas sakali deui saluyu sareng waktosna.
Also, you must learn or develop a delivery system.
Oke, saya sudah diajar tetapi mengembangkan sistem ngadugikeun.
In other words, you have to have a method for communicating the Word of God, the training materials to your students.
Istilah sana sudah gaduh metode kanggo ngadugikeun dawuhan Gusti, bahan-bahan pelatihan ka murid-murid saderek.
One method is through video.
Jadi metode nyaeta ngalangkungan video.
And that's one of the reasons why this curriculum has already been brought to you.
Salah sahiji alasan kunaon kurikulum ieu parantos didugikeun ka saderek.
Other methods include standard lecture methods.
Metode sanes kalebet metode kuliah standar.
That's where you have an instructor.
Ieu didugikeun saurang instruktur.
Who prepares teaching notes?
Anu nyiapkeun catatan pangajaran.
Where you gather the students
saderek
around them.
Kumpulkan murid-murid di sakroingan saderek.
And the instructor teaches.
Sareng instruktur eta ngawulang.
May teach on a book of the Bible.
Dina tiasa ngawulang hiji kitab dina kitab suci.
May teach on a theological subject.
Panginten anjeunna ngawulang ngeunaan pokok teologi.
Like who is God?
Pamina saha Allah?
And what is salvation?
Naon kasalametan?
Or how do you develop a Christian character?
Tapi kumaha saderek ngembangkeun karakter Kristen?
Or even principles of marriage and family life?
Tapi prinsip-prinsip pernikahan sareng kahirupan kulawarga.
Those kinds of topics can be taught by an individual instructor.
Topik-topik ieu tiasa diwurukeun ku saurang instruktur.
The goal is to teach it in a systematic fashion and in a complete way.
Tujuannya eta kanggo ngajarkeun topik eta dina hiji gaya sistematis sareng cara anu utuh.
It can be done in full or part time.
Biasa dilakukan dina tengah waktu sareng pinuh waktu.
For instance, in Cameroon, Western Africa.
Contohna di Kamerun, Afrika Barat.
We have one church that we're working with.
Abi kado hiji gereja anu dinamel sareng.
They have a full-time day school.
Ngayakeun sakola salami sadinten pinuh.
They have taken textbooks from the United States.
Arena parantos nganggo buku teks di Amerika.
They have translated them as teaching notes.
Parantos ngaterjemahkeun janten hiji catatan pelajaran.
And they have students that come from all over Cameroon.
Paratas gaduh murid-murid anu sumping di sadaya Kamerun.
They live in that community in the city of Yaounde.
Maranehna dina komunitas di kota Yaounde.
And they live with people from the local church that sponsors the Bible Institute.
Arena hirup sareng jelema-jelema di gereja lokal anu ngabiayaan sekolah Alkitab.
And they go every day to the Bible Institute.
Arena angkat unggal dinten ka sakola Alkitab.
They start on Monday morning.
Awitan dinten Senin injing.
At 7:00.
Jam 7.
For prayer.
Kanggo ngadoa.
Then they have breakfast.
Sarapan injing.
And then they start their classes.
Ajeng awitan kelas.
And they study from 8:30.
Arena diajar ti jam 8:30.
Until 12:30 every day.
Jam 12:30 unggal dinten.
Then in the afternoon they either work in the community.
Tontonan ngadamel di masyarakat.
Or they evangelize the community.
Nanti nguarkeun Injil di masyarakat.
They're active then within the local church as well.
Arana aktif di gereja lokal oge.
These students commit to a one-year institute.
Murid-murid ngarengsekeun sataun pelajaran.
And when they're done, they return back to their villages and their cities to establish ministries back where they came from.
Parantos tamat, uih deui ka kampung sareng kota maranena kanggo ngawangun pelayanan didinya.
Some develop part-time schools.
Sabaraha ngembangkeun sakola setengah waktu.
Perhaps one or two nights a week.
Panginten hiji atanapi dua wengi dina saminggu.
Others will do two Saturdays a month.
Nusanet ngayakeun dua dinten Sabtu unggal sasi.
Where the students all gather together.
Di mana murid-murid karumpul.
And they either watch a video program.
Sareng maranehna nonton program video.
Or they listen to live instruction.
Tapi maranehna ngadangu instruktur langsung.
Either way will work.
Naon bae carana bakal hasil.
And in some cases they do seminar programs.
Ya, sabaraha kasus maranehna ngalakukeun program seminar.
They'll come from all over their region for 3 days once a month.
Maranehna bari dongkap ti sadaya daerah kanggo salami tilu dinten sabulan sakali.
Listen to the teaching.
Kadangukeun piwuruk.
Then take their study guides home or their textbooks.
Salajengna nyandak uwi pedoman pelajaran maranehna atanapi buku teks.
Read and study.
Aos sareng ngapalkeun.
Do their examinations.
Isi soal ujian.
Which are very important.
Gimana anu pang pentingna?
To demonstrate that you know what you say that you know.
Nuduhkeun yang saderek terang naon anu saderek carioskeun.
And then they come back the next month.
Sareng uih deui sasi payun.
Turn in all their work and do it again.
Uihkeun sadaya padamelan maranehna sareng ngalakukeun deui.
Whatever your delivery system,
naon bae sistem anu saderek dugikeun.
The important thing is to be sure that this is what the Lord would have you do.
Anu pentingnya eta mastikeun yen ieu teh anu ka manah ku Gusti naon anu saderek pidamel.
But remember, you can start one way and then do it differently if the first way doesn't work.
Ngimot saderek tiasa ngalakukeun hiji cara salajengna ngalakukeun cara anu benten umpami cara ka hiji teu hasil.
The key thing is study.
Kuncinanya eta diajar.
And provide the program for God's precious people in your local church.
Nyayogikeun program kanggo umat Gusti anu aya hartina dina gereja lokal.
Now next you must have curriculum.
Sajengna kedah gaduh kurikulum.
You have to have something to study.
Kedah gaduh hiji hal kanggo diapalkeun.
We know in many nations.
Abi terang dina seueur negara.
It's hard to even get a Bible. And we understand that. We also know it's very difficult to get textbooks. And even if you do get a textbook, it's either written from a very non-charismatic viewpoint.
Buku itu ditulis juga di sudut pandang anu untuk karismatik.
Or from a very Western orientation.
Atau napi orientasi anu ka barat-baratan.
So it's very important to find a curriculum.
Penting numutkeun hiji kurikulum.
That is duplicatable.
Nu tiasa diseueuran.
And translatable.
Diterjemahkeun.
What does that mean?
Anu artina?
Well, you need something that's going to be in your hands.
Yoki hiji anu janten pegangan saderek.
And that you can use preferably today.
Biasa digunakan utamina dinten ieu.
You say, I've heard of something like that.
Saderek nyarios abdi parantos ngadangu perkawis eta.
Well, of course you have. You're watching it right now.
Saderek parantos ngadangu, saderek nonton ayeuna.
This was the purpose of developing this specific curriculum.
Ya maksud di pengembangan kurikulum spesifik.
Because it's available today.
Parki ieu sayogi poe ieu.
It can be duplicated and used over and over again. It's designed specifically for the local church. It's got strong theology, but also very strong practical components to the ministry. And you don't have to worry about copyrights or things like that. We want you to use it to build the kingdom of God.
Perlu khawatir perkawis hak cipta tetapi hal-hal sepatos eta abdi hoyong saderek nganggo ieu ngawangun kerajaan Allah.
It's helpful if it's full gospel.
Kapatos pisan umpami eta teh Injil sapinuhna.
So that it's something that will empower God's people for effective service.
Iha anu bade ngaberdayakeun umat pangeran kanggo ngalayanan efektif.
And also it's helpful if you can get some credit for the work that you're doing.
Kenapa pantas umpami saderek tiasa kenging keuntungan anu saderek lakukeun.
Now in some nations the earning of college credits doesn't really matter.
Sababaraha negara kenging penghargaan sekolah henteu ngapengaruhan.
If it's important in your nation, the developers of the international curriculum have provided for that.
Kembangkan kurikulum internasional kedah nyayogikan.
They have developed relationships with colleges and universities that will accept this program as college credit.
Marana parantos kembangkan hubungan sareng sekolah tinggi sareng universitas anu pada nampi program salaku penghargaan sekolah.
And for some of you,
sareng kanggo sabar hati saderek,
as you see your future,
mentawi saderek merhatoskeun masa depan,
you may decide you'd like to be able to earn a degree.
Kesa mutuskeun naha saderek tiasa kenging gelar,
it would be very helpful.
Ya ngabantos pisan.
To have a curriculum that allows for that.
Kada kurikulum anu ngijinkeun eta.
Once you've completed the work.
Saderek parantos ngarengsekeun eta pancen.
And again, the founders of this curriculum have thought about that as well and have provided that for you.
Jadi pendiri kurikulum ieu parantos mikirkeun ngeunaan eta parantos disayogikeun kanggo saderek.
Now some places really want print material.
Beberapa tempat leres mikahoyong bahan anu diserat.
And I believe that having textbooks can be a great blessing for many who want to do advanced study.
Dan kada buku teks tiasa janten berkat anu luar biasa kanggo jalmi seueur anu hoyong nuluykeun pelajaran ieu.
If that's the desire of your heart,
pami ieu ka hoyong saderek,
then you need to link up with ministries that can help you in that regard.
Ngahubungan sareng ngalayanan anu tiasa ngabantos saderek hubungan sareng eta.
There are many ministries who will allow a international mission group to translate their materials.
Eseur pelayanan anu bade ngijinkeun kelompok misi internasional kanggo ngaterjemahkeun materi maranehna.
Where you can print them yourself and distribute them to your people.
biasa nyetak materi sareng ngabagikeun ka jalma-jalma.
Some people would prefer to have regular instructors.
Beberapa jalmi milih gaduh instruksi reguler.
And have people within their own local community that have the gift of teaching.
Jalma dina komunitas lokal anu gaduh karunia ngawurukan.
We encourage you to look for those resources to help them exercise their gift in the body of Christ.
Kita dorong sadere kanggo milari sumber-sumber supados ngagantos maranena ngalatih karunia-karunia marena dina salira Kristus.
No one would be more excited than I.
Orang acan anu langkung sumanget abdi.
To see hundreds, even thousands of you as teachers to others in the body of Christ.
Anggo ningali ratusan dugi karebuan sadere janten guru kasa kanusanes dina salira Kristus.
Even someday developing your own video curriculum that will extend this outstanding program that you're now watching.
Kejidinten ngembangkan kurikulum video saderek nyalira anu bade nuluykeun program luar biasa anu nuju saderek tingali ayeuna.
If you would like to work with print material,
pamisa saderek nganggo bahan anu dicetak,
and you're able to get a hold of it, and it's well translated,
bahan ieu diterjemahkan,
and there's examinations and all the things that you need,
aya ujian sareng sadaya hal anu diprayogikeun,
you still must have faculty.
Derek kedah prayogi kemampuan khusus.
Faculty is not the easiest to find.
Kemampuan khusus tegampil ditemukan.
But if you can find the right individuals, it can be a great blessing.
Angin umpami sadek tiasa nemukeun jelema anu pas, eta janten berkat luar biasa.
Now, how do you choose a qualified faculty member?
Masa sadek milih anggota anu cakap anu gaduh kemampuan khusus.
Many an international leader said, "Well, Dr. De Koven, don't they have to have a PhD?"
Terpangmimpin transpanyarios Dr. Koven naha maranena kedah kenging gelar doktor.
Absolutely not. Number one,
nomor hiji,
they must be called to the ministry of teaching.
Marana kada disaur ka pelayanan ngawurukan.
Number two, they must be anointed to teach.
Kadua marana diurapi kanggo ngawurukan.
I know a lot of doctors.
Dikenal seueur doktor.
That can't teach.
Anjeunna teu tiasa ngawurukan.
They just don't communicate effectively. Anjeunna teu
pisan-pisan komunikasi sareng efektif.
And I certainly wouldn't want anyone in my church to have to sit under their teaching.
Abdi teu hoyong sahabae dina gereja abdi kedah calik ngadangukeun pengajaran maranena.
Now we hope that they are academically trained.
Abdi miharep yen maranena terdidik secara akademik.
But most important, they must be called and anointed.
Tapi anu penting maranena kedah disaur sareng diurapi.
Third, they must have the vision of that local ministry.
Katilu maranena kedah gaduh visi di pelayanan lokal.
In many places, the pastor or the spiritual or church leader in that community is the primary teacher.
Dina seueur tempat gembala atanapi pangmimpin rohani atanapi pangmimpin gereja dina kelompok eta teh hiji-hijina guru nu aya.
But as ministries begin to grow,
and
the people begin to clamor for more training, and especially once they've already completed the international curriculum, they're going to be looking to you for greater help and more training.
Nulungan anu langkung agung sareng palatian anu langkung seueur.
And you're going to want to gather others around you who also have the anointing and the call to teach.
Sadari hayang ngumpulkeun jelema sanes anu gaduh urapan sareng panyaur kanggo ngawurukan.
But they must be people that carry your heart.
Anging marana kada janten jalmi anu tiasa nyandak isi hati saderek.
They have to have your vision.
Marana kadu visi saderek.
And a vision to equip God's people and release them into service.
Sareng hiji visi kanggo ngalengkapan umat Gusti sareng ngalepaskeun marana lebet kana pelayanan.
The Lord is not interested in people building their own kingdom.
Pangeran teka teki sareng jalmi anu ngawangun kerajaan sorangan.
We're all to be about building the kingdom of God.
Orang saraya kedah ngawangun kerajaan Gusti.
As faculty members,
talaku anggota anu gaduh kemampuan khusus.
It's hopeful to give them opportunity for advancement.
Kapantos umpami masihan kesempatan kamarena kanggo maju.
That is, it's a blessing to be able to also provide to them continuing education toward their degree programs.
Berkah umpami urang sanggem nyayogikeun pendidikan salajengna kanggo gelar maranehna.
Again, there are many excellent ministries that can help you do that.
Kalidei aya seueur ngalayanan kualitas anu tiasa ngabantos saderek ngalakukeun.
Of course, one I can highly recommend.
Tangtos siji anu tiasa abdi rekomendasikeun.
Is our own Vision International University.
Eta visi abdi nyalira International University.
But we're just one of many.
Abdi ngan salah sahiji di antawis seueur sumber.
You see, you can only take someone as far as you have personally gone.
Sadayak ngantiasa nyandak saurang satebih anu paranto sadayak secara pribadi alaman.
Every leader should also be a student.
Unggal pamimpin kedah janten murid.
Every leader should focus on their continued growth.
Unggal pamimpin kedah pusatna kana ngembangkeun maranena anu teras-terasan.
We never stop learning.
Pernah eureun-eureun diajar.
And we should never stop growing.
Sareng teu kinging eureun tumuwuh.
But we will if we're always teaching but never learning.
Urang bade eureun tumuwuh umpami urang teras ngawurukan nanging henteu ngapalkeun.
Just like if you're always learning but never doing, you never really progress.
Bisa teu teras ngapalkeun nanging teu pernah ngalakukeun, teu pernah ngalangkah maju.
And also it's important that they have a commitment to the cause.
Penting yen maranena gaduh komit kana tujuan.
In other words, I look for men and women that are just absolutely on fire for God.
Jelasannya sabi milari pamekecareng istri anu mutlak sumanget kanggo Gusti.
They have to love the word.
Anjeunna resep kana dawuhan.
And like Jeremiah, eat the word.
Jeremia tuang dawuhan.
I mean, they can't wait to be able to share what God is sharing with them.
Maranehna tiasa ngantosan dugi ka mampu ngabagikeun naon anu dipasikeun Gusti ka maranehna.
People of passion.
Jelema anu sumanget.
If you have to stir that up in someone.
Pamisare ngahudang sumanget tina salah saurang.
Maybe it wasn't really there to begin with.
Leres-leres dina anjeuna henteu aya sumanget eta.
But I find most leaders.
Anging abdi nimutkeun sabagian ageung pamimpin.
They want to lead.
Maranehna kersa mimpin.
They want to fulfill their mandate in God.
Kanyumbulan mandat di lebet Gusti.
They want to duplicate their life in the lives of others.
Maranehna hoyong ngaduplikatkeun hirup maranehna dina hirup anu sanes.
And that's what you can do through a training center in your local church.
Eta anu tiasa saderek lakukeun ngalangkungan pusat pelatihan dina gereja lokal.
And they can't just be committed for the short term.
Maranehna teu tiasa ngalakukeun jangka pendek.
But for the long haul.
Anging kanggo hasil anu langkung luas.
That is, I'm going to stay with it.
Abdi moal ingkah.
And I'm going to continue to pray.
Abdi bari teras-terasan ngadoa.
And I'll continue to teach.
Abdi terus bari ngawurukan.
Until Christ is formed in you.
Ketika Kristus ngambentuk dina diri saderek.
And you become all that God wants you to be.
Saderek jantan pribadi sapertos anu dirancanakeun ku Bapa Gusti.
You know, there's always a need for certain equipment and material.
Saderek teras terang aya kebutuhan kanggo ngalengkepan.
For instance, you wouldn't be watching this video.
Contohna saderek moal nyaksikeun video ieu.
If you didn't have a television or some other way to play it.
Pamisa saderek teu gaduh TV atanapi kanggo muter video ieu.
You couldn't listen to cassette tapes without a player.
Saderek moal tiasa ngadengukeun kaset mamintaya tip.
And you really can't properly study without certain equipment or material.
Saderek teu tiasa diajar mamintaya tempat atanapi materi.
But let's face reality.
Eng mangga urang adepi kenyataan ieu.
Sometimes you have to make something out of nothing.
Kadang-kadang ngadamel tinu teu aya.
We call that a field fix.
Tapi nyebutnya aku pengaturan lapangan.
In other words, you may have a hard time gathering all the materials you need.
Pangitan saudara kesulitan kalau mengumpulkan saudara materi anu diperyokikan.
But find whatever you can.
Angin pilari sabaraha anu mampu.
Say, I don't have a chalkboard.
Pamiran tegaduh kapur tulis.
To be able to write lessons down.
Kanggo nulis pelajaran iya.
Well, if you have to, find some butcher paper.
Pamiran saudara kedang inginkan candak sekedik kertas.
And write on that.
Tulis di kertas.
Say, well, we have no paper.
Abin tegaduh kertas.
Well, clean off a place on the dirt.
Bersihkan isi tempat tina kotoran.
And write the lessons and talk about it there.
Tulis eta pelajaran sareng dibahas.
Jesus taught wherever he was.
Yesus ngawulang di mana bae ayana.
When he said, consider the lilies of the field.
Bakung di tegalan tarating barang gawe tarating.
He was looking at lilies in the field.
Anjana nuju ningali kembang bakung di tengah tegalan.
He was outside.
Anjana di luar ruangan.
He wasn't in a nice air-conditioned classroom.
Anjana taya di ruangan kelas anu aya ASEAN.
So you use whatever you can find.
Manfaatkan naon bae nu aya anu tiasa kapendak.
If you have no textbooks,
pamita aya buku teks.
Start with the Word of God.
Awitan ku dawuhan Pangeran.
Study it effectively.
Apalkan sareng efektif.
As you read it,
sementawi sadarik ngaos.
Start developing your own notes.
Awitan ngembangkan catatan kanggo nyalira.
Don't be surprised if the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you with great unction.
Pelahiran umpami roh Gusti ngawitan nyarios kadarek sareng hal anu ngahibur.
And begins to show you revelation from God's word.
Ngawitan nuduhkeun pawahyuan kasadarek ti dawuhan Gusti.
Now that's not to be just interpreted by us, of course.
Tentu bae eta teu kanggo ditafsirkeun ku abdi.
You need to be willing to talk with others to make sure that what you're teaching is absolutely correct from the word of God.
Sadarek kedah sayogi nyarios kanu sanes kanggo mastikeun pengajaran sadarek naha leres eta dawuhan Gusti.
But as you study and you write down your notes, you begin to develop something to teach.
Nanging samentawi sadarek diajar sareng nyerat, sadarek ngawitan hiji hal kanggo diajar.
Remember, oftentimes we have not because we ask not. Saman
pisan urang teu gaduh naon-naon kumargi urang teu nyuhunkeun.
And as long as we're not asking for something that's just for our own benefit, God hears those prayers and He will answer.
Selami urang teu nyuhunkeun naon kanggo kapentingan urang, Gusti ngadangu doa sareng bade ngawaler.
Every student needs to have some tools that he or she brings with them.
Pangamrit prayogi gaduh sarana anu dicandak sareng.
They need to get a Bible.
Prayogi gaduh Alkitab.
They need to have paper.
Kedah gaduh kertas.
They need to have pens.
Gaduh pulpen.
They need to have the personal resources to eat and take care of themselves.
Prayogi kanggo bekal tuang sareng kaprayogian pribadi.
And unless God has blessed your ministry with an abundance of money,
kecuali Gusti parantos ngaberkahan pelayanan saderek sareng dana anu luber,
they should pay for their education.
Marana kedah doa kanggo pendidikan maranehna.
You say pay?
Saderek nyarios bayar.
Well, I can't afford what it costs in the United States to go to school.
Abdi teu tiasa mayar biaya sakolah di Amerika.
Nobody expects that.
Aya saurang bae anu ngaharepkeun kitu.
But they can afford to pay something.
Aing marena tiasa mayar nanaon.
And if they can't afford money, they can afford their time and their labor.
Pami marena teu gaduh dana marena tiasa ngagentos sareng waktu jeung tenaga maranehna.
Because it follows the principle of implied value.
Pami ngiring prinsip nilai anu tersirat.
If education or whatever I'm after costs me nothing, it must be worth nothing.
Pendidikan atanapi naon anu diudag gratis, ieu teu aya hargana.
The Lord would never have given us a cheap salvation.
Gusti teu pernah masihan kaselamatan anu murah ka urang.
He paid the supreme price.
Anjeunna mayar harga nu awis.
The life of His own dear Son.
Putrana anu dipikasih.
And if something's worthwhile, it's worth paying for to the best of our ability.
Paminaon anu awis diperyogikeun kemampuan urang anu pangsaena kanggo mayar.
There are many study aids that can be very helpful in a Bible institute.
Dor alat bantu pendidikan anu ngabantu dina sakola Alkitab.
Some of them are unavailable.
Sabaraha ti alat bantu eta anu teu aya.
There are commentaries and concordances that if you can find one and use one can be a great blessing to you.
Tafsir sareng konkordasi umpami tiasa nemukeun hiji sareng ngagunakeunana tiasa janten berkat anu luar biasa kanggo saderek.
But don't let anything limit you.
Aing ulah naon bae ngabatesan saderek.
Because the mandate is clear from the word of God.
Parki mandat eta jelas di dahuhan Gusti.
Because the goal of every minister.
Parki tujuan eta unggal pelayanan.
And every member in the body of Christ.
Sareng unggal anggota salira Kristus.
It is not tanes independence.
Tanes ketergantungan.
Nor is it dependency.
Atanapi kamandirian.
In other words,
jelasannes,
God does not want us to be totally dependent upon someone else all the time for our care.
Pestinta mikahoyong urang kumantung sapinuna ka jalmi sanes salamina kanggo miara urang.
Nor does God want us to be totally independent and cut off from the rest of the body of Christ.
Pestinta mikahoyong urang mandiri sareng misahkeun ti salira Kristus.
But the goal is interdependence.
Nanging tujuanana silih kumantung.
Working together in unity with a mutual goal in mind.
Adamel sasarengan dina kasatunggalan kanggo kauntungan.
Our goal is to train men and women for effective cross-cultural ministry.
Tujuan urangnya eta ngalatih pamake sareng istri kanggo ngalayanan lintas budaya anu efektif.
And to bring God's people to the fullness of maturity.
Sareng nyandak umat Gusti ka kadewasaan pinuh.
To close this session, I'd like to take one last look at another passage of scripture.
Kanggo nutup sesi ieu, abdi hoyong ningal hiji bagian ayat.
To Ephesians chapter 4.
Dina Efesus pasal 4.
Starting with the 11th verse.
Awitan ayat 11.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Efesus pasal 4.
Verse 11 through verse 16.
Ayat 11 dugi ka 16.
A very familiar passage of scripture.
Bagian dauhan Gusti anu lazim.
But one that fits so well with the need and the purpose for Bible institutes.
Yang ieu nyaeta bagian anu cocok sareng kaperyogian sareng maksud sekolah kita.
Verse 11 says, and he gave some as apostles and some as prophets, some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers.
Kurnia anu dipaparinkeun teh nyaeta ayat jalma anu jadikeun rasul, nabi-nabi, guru Injil, pangmimpin jemaah, guru-guru.
Verse 12 speaks about the purpose of giving those gifts to the body of Christ.
Ayat 12 nyaruskeun perkais maksud pamisahan si kurnia eta ka salira Kristus.
For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
Diangku umat anu percaya bisa ngalampahkeun kewajiban anu geus diperintahkeun pikeun kajembaran salira Kristus.
And how long are we supposed to do this as leaders?
Sabaraha lami urang diharepkeun ngalakukeun ieu salaku pamimpin?
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
Tujuanan supaya urang tunggal saiman sarta tunggal sapaham enggoning kemawula ka putra Allah, malar bisa jadi manusia anu sampurna ngesan ngembarkeun kasampuran Kristus anu agung.
Unity and maturity are primary goals within the Bible Institute.
Kasatunggalan sareng kadewasan nyaeta tujuan utama dina Institut Alkitab.
And what will happen? As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming.
Mamanggeus bisa kitu urang moal kawas budak anu masih kene bisa dipitaan, moal kawas ombak anu benang diulinkeun ku angin, moal ku rupa-rupa pengajaran teu uni anu diasong-asong ku jelema-jelema culik. Nurek nipu merdaya serta nyilakakeun.
If we're not children, it means we're becoming mature.
Pami urang sanes deui budak artina urang tos dewasa.
If we're not being tossed around, it means we are finally stable and secure.
Paminta diombang-ambing ku angin, itu artinya urang stabil sareng aman.
Verse 15 continues, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is ahead, even Christ.
Pami urang pager ku nu bener tur dibarung ku sili pikanya, kasatunggulan jeung Kristus anu jadi kepala urang tangtu baris leuwih mekar nuju kana kasampurnaanana.
The Bible Institute gives us the opportunity to grow up.
Sakolah kita masih yang kesempatan ka urang kanggo tumubuh.
Whether you have a video curriculum,
untuk naha saderek gaduh kurikulum video,
your own local faculty,
bakat lokal saderek nyalira,
or you've developed your own teaching notes to the best of your ability,
saderek parantos ngembangkan catatan pengajaran saderek nyalira dugi ka kemampuan saderek anu sae,
in your Bible Institute,
dina sakola kitab saderek,
God will help you to bring people to a place where they are truly grown up in the things of God.
Gusti pada nggak pantas saderek nyandak jalmi karena tingkat di mana maranena leres-leres tumuwuh di Allah.
Verse 16 says, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
Nyanjena puser nu ngatur sakujur badan katu segala bagianana umpami tiap bagian badan sauyunan ngalakukan kewajibanana nurutkan tugasnya masing-masing tur di dasaran kuksilipikanya tangtu sakujur badan bakal hirup kalawan huripna.
All over the world,
di seluruh dunia,
there's a hunger,
aya kalaparan,
and a thirst,
aya halahap.
The hunger is for the word,
lapar kana dauhan Gusti.
The thirst is for the Spirit of God,
aus kana roh Gusti.
And we're in a time of transition all around the world,
urang aya dina waktu transisi di sakuliah dunia.
God is preparing young men and young women,
Pangeran nuju nyiapkeun pamuda pamudi,
who have been filled with the zeal of God. God has placed a tremendous burden in them and in the leadership of this generation.
Gusti pantas nempatkeun beban anu luar biasa dina maranena sareng dina kapemimpinan generasi ieu.
To be fully prepared.
Supados dilengkepan sapinuhna.
Prepared for what?
Alengkepan kanggo naon?
For the end time revival.
Ngawangun rohani di akhir zaman.
See, we know that God is getting ready to pour out His Holy Spirit.
Ingali orang terang yang Gusti saya kengucurkan roh suci na.
Like it's never been done before.
Anu te pernah kajantenan.
But in order to keep that revival,
yang supaya sengaja hal ia tetap semangat.
In order to fulfill the Great Commission,
pada senyumponan amanat agung.
We need hundreds and thousands, even hundreds of thousands.
Orang peryogi ratusan sang ribuan dugi ka ratusan ribu.
Of men and women of God who have been fully prepared.
Amaka sareng isti anu parantos dilengkepan sapinuhna.
That's why I want to challenge you.
Tasapena abdi nangtang saderek.
As you go through this training curriculum.
Sementawi saderek ngajalankeun kurikulum pelatihan ieu.
Allow the Spirit of God to begin to speak into your life.
Ijinkan roh suci nyarios kahirup saderek.
God may lay on your heart to take this curriculum to another city or to another village.
Nyimpen dina hati saderek kanggo nyandak kurikulum ka ieu ka kota tanapi desa sanes.
God may lay on your heart to develop an ongoing training institute.
Gusti nyimpen dina hati kanggo ngembangkeun pelatihan anu kasinambungan.
But remember the purpose. It's to raise up men of God, women of God. They'll be full of the word. Full of the Spirit of God. Alive. And excited. And fully prepared. To take the gospel of the kingdom. Into every nation. And thus fulfill the plans and purposes of God. I'd like to pray for you that God will speak to your heart. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you
Atur nuhun.
For every man, woman, and child. Who has been reviewing this wonderful international curriculum?
Anu parantos nyaksikeun kurikulum internasional anu luar biasa ieu.
I pray, Lord, you would speak to their hearts, deepen their hunger for the Word of God, to be trained and equipped for full ministry. Increase their thirst, Lord, for righteousness. Oh, but for that fresh baptism in the Holy Spirit of God. And even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to every nation that hears this program, I release a greater sense of the call and purpose of God. I thank you for every man, woman, and child who is fully committed to you. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them everything they need. And may they know your love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I love you.
Abdi mikasih sadere.
And God loves you.
Sareng Gusti mikasih sadere.